Kentucky's new governor has given voting rights back to more than 140,000 felons. Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, signed the executive order yesterday, just days after he was inaugurated. Kentucky was one of only two states in the nation with a total ban on felons voting. Now only Iowa has a blanket lifetime ban. Governor and former Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear joins us now. And Governor, you wasted no time signing this order.
Well, I wasted no time doing this on my third day in office, but those that have been disenfranchised have had to wait far, far too long. It was important to me at the start of my administration, day three, to make sure that 140,000 Kentuckians that committed nonviolent offenses that have fully served their time get that bedrock right back to vote here in Kentucky. I think it's critically important, not just for democracy, but also in understanding that people can make mistakes, yet they can rebuild their lives, and they ought to have the dignity of voting once they do.
Something interesting. Your father, former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear, signed a similar order in 2015. His successor and your predecessor, Governor Matt Bevin, revoked that order. So I want to ask you, why are you going through this as an executive order instead of legislatively? It means really that this could happen again with someone else in charge.
Well, in Kentucky, the change that's necessary here about automatic restoration of voting rights would require a constitutional amendment. And I fully support that constitutional amendment, but that would take several years to get on the ballot and to go into effect. By using executive order, it means the 140,000 Kentuckians that got their voting rights restored yesterday don't have to wait those extra couple years. But I'm going to be working throughout my term to make sure that we can get that amendment passed so we can make this automatic. And so people in the future don't have to be worried about whether the next governor will continue this type of executive order. I can tell you that as long as I serve, this order is going to be in effect and we're going to restore these rights.
Let's talk a little bit about lessons learned from other places. After Florida gave felons their voting rights back, the state legislature passed a bill requiring them to pay back court fees and fines and restitution before getting the right to vote. And some actually call that essentially a poll tax. Are there going to be any provisions in place in Kentucky to make sure this process goes over smoothly, especially with the 2020 election so close?
It's critically important that we not only provide these rights back, but that we also do it in a streamlined way that doesn't put extra burdens on the individual. We specifically exclude any fees, costs, or restitution. The fact that someone owes money will not keep them from getting their voting rights back, because those that have less money shouldn't have their voices squelched or not be able to vote simply because of that. We're also working on a streamlined process where those that have had their rights restored don't have to fill out any paperwork. We're working to provide information directly to our clerks all across Kentucky, because people have also moved and we might not have current addresses. So our goal is to streamline this process to where someone now who has this right back in the near future can walk into any clerk's office across Kentucky and get registered to vote. No forms, no hassle. This is their right. And as long as they go to register, they ought to be able to vote.
Kentucky also has the third highest voter disenfranchisement rate in the country, and nearly one in 10 Kentuckians and nearly one in four African Americans are not allowed to vote. What else are you hoping to accomplish to change that?
Well, that was one of the compelling reasons in why we signed this executive order and restore these rights so quickly. It is an injustice. It is a racial injustice. And this executive order helps get us on track to righting a lot of wrongs. We also have to make voting easier in Kentucky. It's not just enough that more people can vote. We want everybody out there who has the right to vote to actually vote. And so we're going to be looking at legislation. We're going to be looking at other means to where we make voting in Kentucky so much easier.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about the decision by your predecessor, Governor Bevin, to pardon more than 400 people on the way out of office. Some of those were convicted of violent offenses, including sexual assault. And state attorneys have said that that move was really startling and disturbing, and that it put Kentucky communities in danger. What's your response to those pardons?
Well, I've tried to be very careful since I've come into office of criticizing my predecessor, because I believe Kentucky is ready to move on and to move forward. But one of those cases that was pardoned, we prosecuted out of the Attorney General's office. It was an awful case where a young man in high school was attacked, was violated. It was filmed. It was sent out to different people at his school. It's one of the worst crimes that we have seen. And in fact, one of the caseworkers on it even had to get some help herself after working with that traumatized individual. I fully disagree with that pardon. It is a shame, and it's wrong.
That's Kentucky's new governor, Andy Beshear. Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.